This is Twit.
Hey, speaking of wieners, did you see Google Glass is back? Jeff is. Yes. Are you going to get your Google Glass out of retirement?
I don't even get me started.
This is
I'm not doing it again.
No, don't. No.
This is a smart thing.
This is how it should have been all along, right?
Yes.
This is how it should have been used all along.
Should have been.
Yeah.
Yes, we argued this in our show this morning.
Go ahead.
This is a great place for business type computing to go from business to the personal because you get the economies of scale. You're going to, at a personal level, we just weren't prepared at the social kind of contract level, at the understanding of what it was going to take to make this real. But heads up displays are something that are going to be really useful everywhere, but especially useful in the business world. And they'll pay the premium price tags. Right. They'll charge the things. Now they have a little light that says when you're recording. So, yay.
This
we'll
is
learn some of those awkward encounters.
Article by Stephen Levy in Wired. He juxtaposes two different visions of glass. On the left, the original vision with Diane von Furstenberg, the designer, and Sergey Brin wearing their glass at a fashion show. Nah, forget that one. This is the one that's important. This is the one that's today. This is a worker at a company called Agco. They make agricultural machinery. He comes into work.
I had them on the podcast.
You did? Oh, that's neat. He comes into work, puts on glass, says, okay, glass, let's go. And I guess, what is it? So tell me, what is it? What is he looking at in that screen over his right eyebrow?
Oh, either videos or instructions on how to fix that machine or possibly data from that machine.
Sorry, do they use the glass? I mean, the camera in the glass, do they take pictures or something?
They can. So they can take pictures of something and send it along. This is actually these sorts of displays have been used for a while. Like Tetra Pak, the guys who do the little, I can't think of it, non-refrigerated milk packs, like the Horizon milk.
Yeah.
Those guys actually use Microsoft's aseptic. Thank you. I could not think
aseptic
of that word.
Aseptic packaging, yeah.
So those guys actually use Microsoft's HoloLens to repair and deal with. Yeah. And that's a VR function. I'm sorry. It's not a VR function. It's an AR function.
AR function, right.
Yes. This is a similar thing. And Epson has a whole line for industrial glass type things. But Google has got so much more, A, name brand, and B, it's got all these cloud resources behind it. I think.
So when Google stopped the Explorer program, which is what you got your glass and I got my glass under, Jeff.
Later the name was changed to the Schmuck program. But go ahead.
$1,500. That's how much we were.
$2,000 for me.
What? Oh, because
I got
prescription lenses.
I got prescription lenses. Thank you.
So that ended January 2015, but according to TechCrunch, they never stopped. Ron Miller says they continue to sell glass to businesses. They wanted them. So the EE, which used to be Explorer Edition, is now Enterprise Edition. And they just announced the Enterprise version on Tuesday. But glass never really left. A lot of companies, GE Healthcare, using it. Glass has been used in the emergency room at UMass Medical School. So it never went away. It's really interesting. And I guess
it went away into my closet, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. But it's not, it's interesting. So there's a difference between glass, which is really just having a proximate screen.
Yes.
That you can read without, using your hands or looking away from your task, versus HoloLens, which really, as you said, Stacey, it's augmented reality, superimposing, say, instructions on top of what you're doing, which I think would be more useful.
So the two things you should just think about is both of them are a form of a heads-up display, and both of them are giving information.
Right.
And in the enterprise context, it doesn't matter if it's like fancy AR information or if it's just like even instructions for how to fix something or a reminder of how many counts for CPR that you've got to do. Like I talked to a doctor who did a CPR app for Google Glass, and that was like, it was basically a reminder for how to do CPR in this, if you needed to.
Well, here's a good example. The rhythm on CPR has changed, and we're supposed to now do it.
We're still staying alive, right?
Yeah, but that's different than the way it was before. I don't know. The rules have changed slightly. So you could have the Bee Gees playing in your Google Glass.
They did. That was part of the app.
To help you do it in the right rhythm.
Yeah. That was part of his app.
That's pretty funny.
So,
I wonder if the Bee Gees approved the use of that.
You can't say no once it's out there.
I know.
Yeah,
you can't tell by the way I use my... Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not the part. This has now become the musical podcast.
The musical podcast. We're getting there.